Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
You're listening to Girl Germs. We're a netcast playing groundbreaking female artists on the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network. You can catch a new episode every other Friday at FancyPantsGangsters.com. I'm Dana.
And I'm Anna. There are a lot of great female bass players in the world, and often they are the only female member in the band, which means we don't necessarily get to play all of them on Girl Germs. We've had a recurring feature on our blog called Bass is Wild, which is an opportunity for us to showcase a female bass player in a band that we might not normally play on the show. A wild card, if you will.
Today we'll be playing music by some of our favorite female bass players, many of whom we've written up in our Bass is Wild feature on the blog, and some of whom we've never played before on Girl Germs. We'll be hearing music from Smashing Pumpkins and Black Flag, but right now we're going to start it out with the Adverts featuring bass player Gay Advert. We're jumping into corners, finding ways to fill the vacuum.
Thank you. special, sir. We know everybody is. We've built too many walls. Yeah, we've built too many walls. And now we gotta run. A giant fist is out to crush us. I carry my baby. I carry.
That was Luna on Girl Germs featuring bass player Britta Phillips, who's also in the duo Dean and Britta. We also heard from the Thermals with Pillar of Salt. Bassist Kathy Foster is also in All Girls Summer Fun Band, and she has a brand new side project called Hurry Up with Maggie Vale of the Bangs and of the Kill Rock Stars label.
Ahead of that, The Germs. The Germs features bassist Lorna Doom. And the Adverts with Bored Teenagers. Gay Advert was the bass player for the Adverts, who formed in 1976 in England. Coming up, we'll hear from lots more lady bass players, but we'll start things off again with an artist we featured on Bass is Wild, Elizabeth Hart of Psychic Ills. It's Psychic Ills, Red Split on Girl Germs.
Thank you.
not like that you could feel just like a two-month moment. Hanging my neck like feels too good to be real. Like somebody took a coat hanger, munched it and tore it from the side. We'll be right back.
You're listening to a Bass is Wild episode of Girl Germs, where we're highlighting some of our favorite female bass players. In that set, you heard Black Flag with It's All Up to You, featuring Kira Rossler, who played bass on 6 albums with Black Flag on vocals. She was also married to Mike Watt, who's another prolific bass player, and was in a band called Dose with him for a while. Melvin's before that with If I Had an Exorcism. That's a band that you'd probably never, ever hear on Girl Germs were it not for Lori Black, who played on their Bullhead album. Smashing Pumpkins in front of that with Soma, featuring Darcy Ratzke on bass. And sadly, she's run into some big trouble lately. She got involved in some meth, I believe, which usually never ends well. But she was a great bass player back in the 90s.
And Psychic Ills started off that set with Red Split. Elizabeth Hart is the bassist for Psychic Ills. She was one of the many artists we highlighted over the last year in our Bass is Wild feature on our blog. Again, you can check previous Bass is Wild features at girlgermsradio.wordpress.com.
Coming up, we're going to hear some shoegaze from My Bloody Valentine, as well as Jawbox. But right now, it's Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks, another artist that you would never really think to hear on Girl Germs. But Joanna Balm from the Jicks is a very active bass player in the Pacific Northwest. She's been in the Minders and Quasi, and she was also an engineer and producer for Elliott Smith. Here's Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks with Do Not Feed the Oyster.
Do not feed the oysters under the clouds. The
Listening to a Basses Wild episode of the Girl Germs Netcast. That was Reiner Maria with Life of Leisure, coming off of their final album right before they broke up, Catastrophe Keeps Us Together, and My Bloody Valentine ahead of that, featuring bassist Debbie Googe.
Before My Bloody Valentine, we heard from Jawbox with Savory, featuring bassist Kim Coletta, And at the top of the set, from Stephen Malkmus and the Jix, that was Do Not Feed the Oyster featuring Joanna Balm. Listen back to episode 6 of Girl Germs to hear all about another bass player we love, Kim Deal of the Breeders and the Pixies. And check out girlgermsradio.wordpress.com to read about other influential bass players like Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth, Tina Weymouth of Talking Heads, and Carole Kay.
Thanks for listening to Girl Germs, and again, visit our blog to find more information. If you'd like to get in touch with us or submit music to Girl Germs, email girlgermsradio@fancypantsgangsters.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/girlgermsradio and find us under Girl Germs on Facebook. Check back in 2 weeks for a brand new episode.
It's all right! It's all right! It's all right! It's all right! All right!
I think it's Googe.
Are you sure?
Maybe we should look that up.
What are we looking at?
The bass player for My Bloody Valentine. It's G-O-O-G-E is her last name. They all have weird, like, Welsh, Irish, weird names.
Maybe it's Googe.
It's probably like Gurr.
Come on, Debbie Googe.
God, Googe.
Debbie Googe. I'll say Googe without
the
laughing.
Googer. The Googe.
That just sounds so wrong.
It's probably like Debbie Googe.
Wow.
Debbie
Googe. That doesn't sound any better, does it?
Yes, it does.
Debbie Googe.
Debbie.
Rhymes with Scrooge.
My bloody Valentine.
Are they Irish or Scottish?
Well, but Welsh people Irish. Have like a...
Or Welsh, yeah. And they speak Welsh. It's like different language altogether sometimes.
They can't.
Googe.
Googe. Soften it up a little bit. Googe.